Hi, human. I have to tell you something. I'm a succubus. Yes, you heard it right. I'm a succubus. You know what a succubus is? I live because of the sexual energy I suck out of boys. Yes, it is, as I say. I know that this is not a great kind of being, but that is me. I can tell you, I hate myself a lot for being this way. The only reason for sexual intercourse is to beget children, that is, how it should be. But I don't get pregnant, and sadly, I need sexual intercourse to live. My food is the energy from boys. My meals are what I drained out of men. It feels so dirty to me. It feels so wrong. But I'm sure I am a creature of God too. There are certainly some reasons He created me like this. To be a succubus is the big burden of my life I have to carry on. But I have to live like that, as a creature of God. I have to obey to His will, and I'm not allowed to end my life on my own decision. But don't tell me you live without some dirty spots. Do you eat meat? Do you think of the poor animals while eating that died for your oral amusement? Have you thought about that? Or even if you are vegan, you just have to eat. You just have to breathe. You just do damage to the environment. Have you killed some spiders in your life? Have you caught some mice? Yes, of course. Perhaps you caught them alive and brought them to another place and set them free. And perhaps you feel like you didn't kill them yourself. How rude is that? Here, little mouse, here's a better place to die for you. Your life will end soon, but I won't kill you. You just close your eyes to not see the pain you caused. Have you ever asked a mouse if you have the right to do this? We are all guilty, so don't look arrogant to a succubus. I am what I am. At least, I need only sexual energy to live and don't need to eat other stuff. At least, I don't have to eat 3 times a day. For me, 2 or 3 times a year are enough to fill my batteries. It depends on how much energy I can harvest from sexual intercourse. I would like not to take the energy from you, but sorry, boy, I have no choice. It was so long ago until I sucked the orgasmic energy out of a boy before. Now, I can't wait any longer. I'm really, really hungry. Therefore, I have to arouse you. I know. And I hate it. But I have no choice. Look at me. You like what you see, am I right? Oh, I know. I'm fully clothed now, and I prefer to wear baggy clothes. I mean, I don't walk around in the world to make boys horny all the time, and I don't want to give them fantasies for jerking off or inspired some wet dreams for them. Oh no, I know how good women have to behave, and I want really to behave. But in fact, I have to make you come hard, so I can suck in your energy for my living. I really can't wait any longer. It's so long ago since I was fed, and now it just has to be. And you are the boy who will feed me. So let me strip out of these clothes. See, I'll do it slow. I strip off this pullover first. Now you can see at least some skin of my arms and my neckline. I'm pretty light-skinned. My skin is soft and smooth. Oh, so smooth. Do you like it? I know, the fine ripped vest doesn't look especially sexy, so I'm going to put it off too. It seems you like what you see. That's what I hoped. Would your cock like it if I put off my bra? Oh, I forgot. I haven't introduced myself properly. My name is Samantha, but you have to call me Miss. This is just like a business task. I don't want us to get more personal than it is necessary. Even if we will have sexual intercourse, it is nothing personal. So, you want to see my breasts? Or do you like it more, if you ask me? If you want to see my titties? It seems that your cock is eager to see my titties. So say, yes, miss, please show me your titties. I've learned that bit. Dirty talk can do wonders to boys. Believe me, that's not the way I talk normally. And I wouldn't if I'm not so full of hunger. And you seem to be the kind of guy who likes to get demands from beautiful women. Say it again. Miss, please show me your titties. Here you are, boy. My bra is gone. My tits might be small, but I have fantastic nipples, don't you think? My upper body is not like an hourglass, but in the past, no one complained about that. I mean, I have a pussy. A tight pussy, and in the centuries, I've learned to use this pussy to cause a maximum of pleasure. And I will do this to you too, like I did to so many horny boys in the past. Isn't that alluring? You're the one I've chosen. You boys are so easy to take. You're just cans filled with sexual needs and energy. A bit skin, a bit dirty talk, and all blood leaves your head and fills your cock. Boys and men are so dirty, I wonder how there's some male invented great things. I even wonder sometimes that men can count to 10. I really feel doomed that I have to handle with such pervs like you to stay alive. But it is how it is. So, look at me. Why put off my shoes? I guess you don't like my shoes. They look clunky, I know. You see, I know how a decent woman has to dress. You sure are not surprised to see my feet covered in woolen socks. My style of clothing is to avoid any sexual attraction. But today is one of the days where it has to be different. Here, I put off my socks. Do you like my feet? They're small and well proportioned. And now I pulled off my long skirt. Oops, does the look of my string thong shock you? No one can see it. When I'm fully clothed, and I just have to arouse you so I can make you come and feed me. So I chose this new piece of underwear. You can be a lucky guy. You will feed me and you will perhaps get the best orgasm of your life. Okay, you will be a bit groggy afterwards. But soon you will feel full of power again and you will dream of this night. I would prefer not to implant sexual needs in your little boy brain, but what can I do? I don't like sex a lot. In contrary, sex is dirty and ugly. Why should I like it? And to suck the energy out of living boys, it feels so wrong. And I hate myself for doing this, but I have no choice. Today is a day, and I will suck in your energy. You will feel spent and ill afterwards, but it won't kill you. A long time ago, a man died after me sucking his energy out. Oh, it was horrible, but he was old. He had high blood pressure and was diabetic. Why couldn't he tell me that he was not healthy? I would have been much more careful with him. It was his own fault, although I didn't ask him before if he was in good health. Are you healthy? Do you think you have what it needs to feed a hungry succubus without dying? Dying is not allowed. Say yes, miss, if you feel ready. Good boy. That's what I want to hear. First, I will hypnotize you. Very much is possible during hypnosis. You probably will reach an amount of arousal that you never reached before, and that is what I want. I will do it quick. I mean, the whole process is so horrible, so I don't want to spend more time than necessary with it. I just will say, drop, pet, and you will fall deep in trance. You have understood me. Just the words, drop, pet, will cause you to go deeper and deeper, and you will find yourself deep mesmerized, and you will find yourself being putty in my hands. Just take some deep breaths in and relax. I'm sure you'll like it. I'm sure you will enjoy our encounter. You know that I'm good with you. And I'll do wonderful things to you. Your night will be so much more wonderful if you relax. Relax to my voice. Drop, pet. Deeper and deeper, feel how the trance overwhelms you. It's a kind of falling, but you're safe and secure. And only good things will happen in this state. Fall, fall, fall. Feel how deep you are now. I'm with you. Feel me hug you. I will be always with you. Just enjoy this sensation. Perhaps you'll like it. Would I just tell you a bit more about me? So, I think it would help you to feel familiar with the situation and to get to know me a bit better. Normally, people tell that a succubus is a daughter of Lilith, the first succubus, who entangled Adam in the paradise. But I guess this is not true. I was born in a normal family. My parents were very religious. As I was a young girl, I dared to ask my parents once if they have sex to sire me. Feel the sensation of dropping. Oh my! My father was so angry about this. He roared that he never, ever wanted to hear such ugly words in his house. My mother cried and begged my father to stop shouting at me. After my father calmed down, he told me that to grow children is an order of God, and to lay by a wife is not for amusement, but just have the meaning to sour babies. And in the right spirit, perhaps God will be gracious with the sincere believers. I've learned my lesson and I was full of shame. That was the last time I provoked my parents. Drop deeper, pet. As I was a grown woman, I felt that something is wrong with me. I didn't know what it was at first. I stopped eating but developed an interest in making boys horny. It was so terrible. I couldn't sort it in and I hated myself for that. And I knew exactly it wasn't right. After some time, I felt weaker and weaker, but my hunger to arouse boys grew and grew. Pet, listen to my soothing voice. I felt weaker and weaker, and then it happened. I opened the slipper of a boy's trouser, fondled out his cock, threw him on a bed, and rode him until he exploded in a massive orgasm. Go deeper, pet. And I felt suddenly like all my hunger was gone. The boy was bent, but I felt fresh, alive, and so great. I felt marvelous, rid of all the dirty desires, satisfied and free. And so I began to sense that I'm not like other girls, and that I need the energy of orgasm to live. The good point was that after I stilled my hunger, I stopped flirting immediately. And so I could be the good girl I always wanted to be. Until some weeks or month, I find myself flirting and teasing again. The deepness is endless, pet. Drop deeper. But I learned more and more to control my needs. And over the centuries, I learned to take the maximum amount of energy from a boy. And to be a good girl, I want to be between the times I have to charge my batteries. I'll strip you now, boy. Here, get rid of your shirt. We don't need it this evening. Let me take off your shoes, these socks. They will stand in our way. We don't need them, pet. I strip off your pants and your underwear. So you're completely naked. Feel my hand gliding over your body. Now we are both naked. Look at me. Think at me. I will make this to a memorable evening for you. After this evening, you will dream of our next encounter. I know that. All boys I met dreamt of me. And when you feed me well, I will meet you again and again. Doesn't that sound good on your dirty boy mind? Now watch me, think of me. I want to make you really aroused. The more aroused you are, the more you can feed me. The more I will be pleased with your performance. And you want to please me. Say yes, miss. First, I'll make your cock hard, much harder than it is now. I will say steam, pet, and your cock will grow. It will harden. It will feel like I will surround your cock with my mouth, not touching the skin of your cock, but you will feel the hot breath all around your cock. So, steam, pet. Do you want to feel your hot, greedy cock in your own hand? Feel free to touch it. Not only feel free, I want you to touch it. I want you to feel your hand around it. I want you to wank it. Slow at first. I will build up your arousal slow, but to an unknown amount. Wank, pet. You know that I will milk you, but as I said, I'm not eager to have more intercourse than necessary. But I'll give you a show to arouse you, to increase your needs for me. You can wank, you should wank, and you can get close to an edge, but you are not gonna come. Until I fuck you. Is that clear, pet? Pump, pet. Now, see me doing some of my usual exercises. I practice yoga. I know it arouses some boys to watch girls practicing yoga. And perhaps you feel somehow awkward that it arouses you. Seeing girls doing some stretches. And they just take care of their body and of their mental health. There's nothing boys should drool at. But boy, now you have allowed to watch, and you are invited to get hot and bothered just by watching a girl doing her exercises now. Watch me. Does your cock feel good in your hand? Grab your balls with your other hand if you like and massage them. Remember, build up your arousal slow to a massive amount. And when you are really horny, I will fuck you. I brought my yoga mat with me and place it to the ground. See me now kneeling at the beginning of the mat. I bend forward and take my hands flat on the mat. Now massage your cock, but not wank. Only tighten and loosen your grip. I stand on my tiptoes, push through my legs and back. My head between my arms, this posture is calling downward facing dog. I stand on my tiptoes, push through my legs and back. My head between my arms. This posture is called downward facing dog. Watch my ass pointing in the air. I take a moment to stretch my upper back. Take a deep breath in and coming into a plank position. And back to the downward dog, and back to the plank position. And again, to warm up my body. Warm up your cock now. Build up your arousal. You can stroke slow now, with a tight grip of your hand. In the position of the downward dog, I raise my right foot and place it stretched behind my left leg. Extending my leg into the air, I bring it in a line with my upper body, raising it right up to the ceiling. This body will make you come so hard soon. Now I'll take a big giant step with my right leg onto the top of the mat, my foot rested between my hands. I'm moving my whole body forward as much as I can, bending my right knee. Then I'm moving back and stretch the right leg. Inhale, forward. Exhale, backward. Inhale, moving my body forward and exhale. And one more time, see how flexible I am. Now, I come to an upright stand. I'm reaching up with both hands right up in the air, like I want to grip the sun. Reaching forward, my fingertips touch the mat, and I lift my left leg high into the air, into a standing split. I feel a nice stretch along my back and my right leg. From there, I bring the left leg right in front of my core, standing upright, bending my knee, and pulling it with my arms against my breast. I open it to the side, bending down my upper body and put the leg back into the air to a full standing split. I am now sitting down on the mat. Now, take your hands away from your cock. I want you to get soft. When I say ice pet, you will feel like cold, icy water surrounds your cock, making it shrink. Yes, that's it. That is what I want to see. Your cock gets all soft now. Ice pet. Perhaps you wonder what the reason is to make you soft again. Yes, I will fuck your brain out, but before, I will pump your lust up like a balloon, making your cock hard and soft, hard and soft, that will increase your arousal to unknown levels. Now steam pet, feel the steam of my hot breath around your cock. Yes, feel as it gets hard. Wank now. Sitting on the mat, I stretch my right leg onto the air, taking it into my hands, while rolling backwards with my upper body, taking my stretched leg with me until I lie on my back, pulling my leg as far as is possible, nearly to a split. I'm lifting my head and my chest, pulling me upward as I stretch out my leg. Then I lower my chest and head again, taking my leg even further into a split. Now I let loose my leg, stretching out both legs high into the air, bending my knees, grabbing my sole of my feet into the happy baby position. Put your hand away from your cock again. Eyes pet. Yes, your cock gets soft again. Isn't it alluring that a woman can have such much power over your body? I will milk you and drain you soon. Steam pet. That's it. Get all hard. Grab your greedy cock and wank. I let my legs now sink to the side and sway to the left and to the right, rolling on my back, my fingers grabbing my big toes. I let loose, straighten my legs, rolling forward, extending my legs and land in the position of the downward facing dog again. Now I raise the left leg and put it high into the air. I lower it, take a big step forward, move my body forward and backward, bending my knee and stretching it out. bending my knee and stretching it again. Breathing in forward, breathing out backward, breathing in, breathing out. Pet, tighten your grip while wanking. While lifting my right leg, I'm placing my hands near my left foot, extending the right leg right into the air and roll it around itself. Stretch out from side to side around its axis. I lower my upper body even more, bending my arms while lifting the right leg until it's straight up into the air. My legs now forming a perfect full split. Now, I'm coming back to a standing position and sit down, relax onto the mat. I want you to shiver, pet. Yes, wank faster while you shiver, pet. I want you to go slowly to the edge of an orgasm. But we both know you will not come now. That would be a wasting of your cum, like Onan did. And we both don't want you to be like Onan. Shiver, pet. Yes. Shiver even more. And now, edge, pet. Yes, stay on the edge. Don't come. Just go as near as you can to your orgasm. Are you ready? Are you ready to get fucked by me? Prove it. That you are ready. I wanted to see your semen drip out of your cock without you coming. Leak, pet. Yes, stay on the edge and leak, pet. Show me that you are ready, that you are ready to get fucked by me. Beg me to fuck you. Say, please fuck me, miss. Say, please make me come, miss. Say, please milk me, miss. Say, please take my energy, miss. Yes, that is my pet. Lay flat on your back, hands off. This cock and all your sexual power belongs to me now. I'm entering the bed, placing my feet on the sides of your hips, squatting over you and reach the tip of your cock with my pussy. Plead a bit more now, that will build up even more sexual energy. Say, please miss, fuck me. With one movement, I engulf your whole cock with my dripping wet pussy. I don't move upward, but you feel my cunt clenching and releasing your cock in an increasing fast rhythm. Now, feel my pussy around you like a vibrator on high speed. I've spent centuries to perfect this milking technique that will force your spunk out of you. Oh, I feel you're so ready now. Listen to me and glide into your massive orgasm. This is your reward, pet. Spurt, spurt. Come for me. Come like you have never come before. I'm forcing your cum out of you. I'm sucking in all your sexual energy. Feel me milking you. Forcefully and ruthless. Give it to me. Give it all to me. Don't dare to stop coming. You're not allowed to stop coming. You come as long as I order it. Come for me. Come for miss. Spurt. Spurt all your load deep inside me. I miss. I'm in control. So come until I allowed you to stop. You don't want to leave me hungry. If your orgasm is decent, I will meet you again. Come, come, spurt, spurt, come. Don't stop. Give it to me all. Ah, that's it, that's it. That is what I need. That is what makes me live. I feel the power running into my body. Good pet. My baby pet. Enough. You are allowed to stop coming now, pet. I'm pleased with you. Yes, I'm so pleased with you. That was a fine, long, intense orgasm. It feels like I can live with your energy for many months. That was a marvelous orgasm, pet. I'm sure I will meet you again. If I find some energetic boy to harvest, I'm faithful to him. You are good boy material. Thank you, pet. Thank you for feeding me. Now, I'm going to release your cup. I somehow feel dirty now. I somehow feel dirty now. What have I done? Why do we need this? Look how my skin now begins to shine. I feel 10 years younger. I'm sure you can see the changes. And you? You look like I've driven over you with a steamroller. You look so spent, so weak, so drawn. Don't try to move. Relax for a moment. I know that I suck out a lot of your energy. Now I hate me for doing this again and again, but I need it. Don't move. I'm so sorry, pet. You really are worn out. Let me kiss you. I want to give you a bit of your energy back. I never, ever want to harm my pets. Here you are, pet. You've done a marvelous performance. Thank you for your energy. I'll meet you again for sure. But now it's time to wake you up. Rise up, pet. Oh, how I hate my life as a succubus. But if I want to live, I have to drain the boys again and again. Gladly, if I do it well and find good boy material, I only have to do it twice or three times a year. It feels like you can feed me for 6 or 7 months. That's a lot. I'm sure in the future, you will often wake up in the middle of the night with a massive boner. And then, you will imagine getting fucked by me. It will not be the same, but perhaps, if your imagination is vivid enough, you will come just in the imagination of me fucking you. It often happened in the past. But you always will know that it is not the same. So, you will crave more and more that I'm coming back to you. And I will come back. I'm faithful, and you are my boy now. Also, there's no need to make more boys craving for me than necessary. But I'm thinking of a new idea just spraying into my head. What do you think about if I bring a second boy with me when we meet again? I can fuck his brain out while you watch me fucking him. Knowing you will be the next. I guess that will increase your sexual energy to a new level. Or would you prefer that he will watch us fucking and he will crave to be in your position? Then I guess I can harvest much more energy at once. I could get rid of this ugly needs of mine, perhaps for much more than a year. This sounds yummy to me. You have served me well, and so I'll give you the opportunity to choose. Should I fuck you first, or him? Shh. Don't answer me now. Just thinking of the opportunities. Imagine me draining him first, while you have to watch, and think of him watching us while I fuck your brain out. Think about this. You can answer me when we meet again. Thank you a lot, my baby pet. See you.